The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there, and he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They're in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Andrew was one of the first, if not the first, one to be called by Christ. You can read that in John chapter 1. Okay, John chapter 1. John the Baptist was with two of his disciples. They were Andrew and the unnamed disciple that would have been John the Evangelist. And John the Baptist saw Jesus walking and he said, "There is the Lamb of God." So they left Jesus and they left John the Baptist and they're walking behind Jesus. Jesus turned around and said, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi, where do you live?" And he said, "Come and see." And that was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They spent the afternoon with Jesus. So I'd like to apply this to us. When was the first time that you really experienced Jesus as your friendship in your life? Okay, I'll ask the question again. When was the first time that you really experienced Jesus in your life as your best friend? Probably some of you when you did the spiritual exercises program. Okay, could be. In which you're spending 10 weeks, 70 days, and maybe during that course, God really spoke to you in a very powerful way. So go back and revisit, when did Christ become real to you? And thank God for that. Otherwise you wouldn't be here at 12 o'clock in this Mass. Christ were not someone that is the center of your life. The next point in the life of this great saint is Andrew was someone that was always introducing people to Jesus. Can you name the times in the Gospel? More than once. After this encounter with Christ, he was so joyful he went to his brother Peter. He said, "Peter, we found the Messiah." So Peter encounters Christ, and Christ says, "You're no longer Simon, you're Peter." So he brought Peter. Who else? Once Jesus was preaching the Word of God, and there were thousands of people, and the sun was going down, and the people didn't have anything to eat. And they couldn't go to In-N-Out or Taco Bell or Domino's Pizza or Pollo Loco. So Jesus didn't want to send them home. They'd be fainting on the way. So what happened was there was a boy with five loaves and two fish. Who was the one that introduced this boy to Jesus? Andrew. You might call him in economics the social relations manager. Okay? He was a social relations manager. Or the human liaison, or the human bridge. Huh? Anyone else? When Jesus lived, there are basically three different cultures. Kind of like L.A. L.A. you have different cultures, right? You have the Latino culture, many of you. You have the Asian culture, Filipinos, and there's some Anglo here too. In the time of Jesus, you had the Romans, the Greeks, and the Jews. The Romans would be the political power. The Greeks would be the intellectuals. And the Jews would be the religious culture. Andrew connected Jesus with the Greeks. Yes? He and Philip. The Greeks came. They said, we want to see the Master. So he's opening up the door to Catholicism, which means universal. Jesus didn't come just for the Jews. He came to save all people. So I want to ask all of you to pray to St. Andrew that you would bring people back to the Catholic Church. The biggest religious group in this country are non-practicing Catholics. The biggest religious group in Mexico are non-practicing Catholics. The biggest group of people in the Philippines are non-practicing Catholics. The biggest group in Europe are non-practicing Catholics. So I want you to bring, every month, I want you to bring one person back to the church. Hello, you hear me? If you can do that for a year, within a year, we're going to have to try to build a Joel Osteen mega church, okay? Because there's not going to be enough room. We have to build rafters, and the people have to be sitting on the rafters. Amen, huh? So it's incumbent upon you every month. So every month I want to be seeing you walking in the church. Hey, Father, here's a person that's been away from the church for 5 years. Here he is. But if I see you walking just by yourself, hey, by the way, did you hear my homily? I don't see anyone next to you. Or is that person invisible? Is that person invisible? So that's your work. Be a St. Andrew. Be a St. Andrew. There's much more that can be said, but I'd like to say one point that Father Larry said about 10 years ago in one of our conversations. I have a pretty good memory. Come. And he said this. Andrew seemed to be the first one to be called. He was one of the 12 apostles. But was he in the inner circle of the 12? Why not? Why not? It's a good question, isn't it? Why not? If he was the first, right? He's bringing all these people to Christ. Shouldn't he be in the inner circle? Shouldn't it be Peter, John, and Andrew? You would think, right? No offense, James. No offense, James. He's probably looking up from heaven. No? And he wants to send down a thunderbolt, bow and arrows. Probably thunder. Send a lightning bolt to Father Broome, no? But it's interesting. He's not in the inner group. Or why isn't it Peter, James, John, and Andrew? Could be a foursome. We don't really know. But here you see the great humility of Andrew. Do you have children, sometimes sibling rivalry? Say yes, Father. Yes. Yeah. Sibling rivalry. Any of you have more than one children, one child, do you? Sibling rivalry? Hello? It happens. But Andrew rejoiced to be Andrew. You should rejoice to be Patrick or Patricia or Alfonso or Myra, or Max or Nick or Rosa. You don't try to be someone else. Be the person that God called you to be. And that person is a saint. So let's ask St. Andrew to give us the grace to be the saint that God has called us to be. Amen.
Oh.